And we've got one more sports headline to share this morning. American marathoner Ryan Hall took fifth in the London Marathon. Fifth, you say? What's so great about that? Sure, there were four other runners who finished before Hall, but this race was fast, really fast. And even though Hall finished out of the top three, he ran far and away the fastest time ever by an American-born runner. Let's hear the end of Hall's race.
Now here's a wonderful battle here. Mutai of Kenya being chased down by Ryan Hall of the USA. They're both going to be rewarded with very quick times indeed. Mutai, then Hall with a superb performance, 2:06 and around 17.
Hall's time, you heard it, 2:06, has secured his place in running history. And people like reigning Olympic champion Stefano Baldini of Italy are calling Hall the future of running. Friend of the BPP, Ambi Burfitt, woke up very early yesterday to watch the race. And he's on the line now to tell us what he thought of the performance by Ryan Hall. And London isn't the only big marathon happening this month. Next week, Ambi's running the Boston Marathon, and it will be the 40th anniversary of the day that he won that storied race. Hi, Ambi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. So let's talk about Ryan Hall. He keeps getting better. His first marathon last year in London was really spectacular. Then he dominated the men's Olympic trials in November. Now he runs 2:06?
Yes, you've got that exactly right, with the exclamation point on the keeps getting better. And, of course, the next stop is the Olympics in Beijing, China.
What's so great about this guy?
Ryan Hall fans very excited about his prospects there.
What's so great about this guy? What's he doing differently than everyone else?
I don't know that he's doing anything differently, and we all speculate about what's so great. But the mental side of him is great. The commitment is great. He's found himself a tremendous training camp and a coach that he believes very deeply in. And he seems to have the ability to run at a very, very high tempo for almost forever.
I want to talk about that mental strength that you have to have. You are marking a very special personal anniversary. Next week's Boston Marathon, you're going to run it, not in a competitive way. You're going to take it easy, but this will mark 40 years after you won that race in 1968. Talk about why it was significant for you to run and win that particular marathon.
Well, in 1968, I was very, very young. I was 21 and a college student then. I had a major inspiration in my life, a great mentor, and that makes a big difference for anyone in any field, I believe. My high school coach, John J. Kelly, had won the Boston Marathon in 1957. He'd gone to two Olympics for the USA and is the most remarkable man I've ever met in my life. And so more than anything, I wanted to mark myself in his mold and attempt to do what he achieved. And in 1968, I was lucky enough to do that.
You were training like a madman, Ambi. You were averaging 25 miles a day. But did you really think that you could win?
I secretly thought I could win. I think I told about three people on the eve of the race that I had a chance to win, but I certainly didn't crow it from the rooftops, because that would have been insane. So many things have to come right on the day to enable a marathoner to have a great 26-miler. And that day I got lucky and it all lined up, and I'll certainly never forget it.
We talk about Ryan Hall's aggressive running style yesterday in the London Marathon. I mean, he was pacing really fast, and that's somewhat unusual. Do you need that kind of ego to run and be competitive in distance running, or can it backfire? Did you employ that strategy in Boston?
Well, the answer is yes and yes. You need that kind of ego, and yes, it can backfire. And what was remarkable about Ryan's race yesterday was that it was as fast in the first half of the race as we've ever seen any marathoners of any stripe run the first half of a marathon. And, you know, so you run a great 13 miles. That's good news. The bad news is you got another 13 miles to go, and many, many marathoners fail to complete that final 13. Ryan weakened just slightly, but still ran that tremendous two-minute improvement, and it looks like he's a guy who can still run faster, and that's what we're hoping.
And when the gun went off and you started at Boston 40 years ago, did you make that decision that you were going to keep up with the fastest pacers?
Well, I made the decision that I was going to keep up with them, but it wasn't, you know, it was another era. We were not running that fast, and the truth was I tucked in the back of a pack of about 10 runners and tried to take it as easy as I could. And what was surprising about my race was I made a little move at the half marathon and I didn't think anything would come of it, and instead it broke up the race and made the final 13 miles a two-man battle. And that was the terrifying part of it, that it was one-on-one for the last 13 miles.
I mean, what's going on in your head? It was one-on-one with this guy, Bill Clark, and it's a real drama. What was going on in your head as you were finishing?
It was a drama for me, for sure. What was interesting about that race was I knew Bill Clark. He knew me. We were friends, and we both knew that he was going to beat me because he has a better finish than me. So all through the famous Boston Hills, including Heartbreak Hill, I was killing myself and killing myself and killing myself to try and break away from him, and I couldn't. And I saw his shadow looming in front of me, and I felt desperate and depressed and discouraged. And what turned out is that on the downhills off of Heartbreak, he cramped up a little bit, and I snuck away from him to a small victory, but a victory enough to cherish through all these years.
And now next week, you're not going to try to win this one, right? You're taking a leisurely pace. You're going to run with actually a friend of yours, and our dear producer, Ian Chillog, is going to accompany you on that. How do you check the competitive edge at the door, though, real quick, Ambie?
Well, first I want you to know that though I'm going to go slow, the effort will be just as great because I have put on a few years in the last 40. But I am looking forward to it. It's a celebration. I think that the marathon is for life, and I would like to stay out there doing this as long as I can.
Ambie Burfoot, friend of the BPP, marathoner extraordinaire. Hey, thanks, Ambie, for being with us, and good luck next week.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Coming up on the Bryant Park Project, it's the most monkeys to Mars and crafty chefs. Stay with us here at the BPP from NPR News.